Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to let him join a widely scorned Texas lawsuit seeking to throw out millions of votes in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Details from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
When Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed his lawsuit directly in the Supreme Court, seeking to prevent presidential electors from finalizing Joe Biden's Electoral College victory, officials from those four states, both Republicans and Democrats, derided it as nothing more than an unfounded publicity stunt. But now President Trump is seeking to join the lawsuit. Election experts say it's highly unlikely the court will come to the president's aid when lower courts have consistently thrown out his claims as baseless. As election law expert Richard Hassan put it, this is a press release masquerading as a lawsuit. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. House lawmakers have approved a one-week spending bill to keep federal agencies running through December 18th. The stopgap measure gives House and Senate leaders more time to work on a spending plan for the rest of the fiscal year and to continue negotiations over a new round of coronavirus relief. The Senate is expected to pass the measure and send it to the White House for President Trump's signing by the end of the week. The Food and Drug Administration is set to meet today to review emergency use of the first coronavirus vaccine in the United States. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, if the FDA greenlights the shots, the first doses could be shipped out by the weekend.
The Trump administration has said millions of Americans could receive the first vaccines by the end of the year. But some people remain skeptical over the shots and worry that the authorization process was rushed. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells CNN that if the FDA votes to approve the shots, he'll take them.
I can promise you that I will take that vaccine myself, and I will recommend that my family does that.
The FDA is expected to vote by the end of the day on whether to recommend the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, paving the way for emergency use authorization. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
As Britain continues to roll out Pfizer's COVID vaccine, government advisers in the UK warn that it'll take a while to bring the virus under control. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London.
UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock said he hoped several million people would get their first doses of the vaccine this month, but noted they won't be fully protected until after they get the second dose. So grandparents here should not be hugging their grandchildren at Christmas, nor should recipients, or anyone else in the country for that matter, stop wearing masks.
Frank Langfitt in London. This is NPR News. Five federal inmates are set to die before the Trump administration leaves office, marking the first federal executions during a presidential transition since the 1890s. Eight inmates have been put to death by the federal government since July, when the Trump administration resumed executions after a 17-year hiatus. Canadian health officials are screening employees at a mink farm in British Columbia after animals there tested positive for the virus that causes COVID-19. Dan Karpinchuk has the story.
Officials say eight people at the farm in the Fraser Valley have tested positive for COVID-19. The farm has not been identified, but has been placed under quarantine. Staff have been told to isolate, and a restriction order has been placed on the transport of any animals or products. The BC Ministry of Agriculture says five samples taken from the farm tested positive for SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that leads to COVID-19 in people. Officials say given the interaction between mink and workers at the farm who have tested positive, the results were expected. In November, Denmark ordered the destruction of 17 million mink after a mutated strain of the coronavirus had passed from humans to mink and then back to humans. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The Trump administration is extending temporary U.S. residency for more than 300,000 migrants from six countries from January to early October, while courts consider efforts to eliminate the program. According to the Congressional Research Service, more than 400,000 people from 10 countries are living in the U.S. under temporary protected status because of war or natural disasters at home. This is NPR News.